ABC Radio Australia.
Now, back to Fiji. It's known for its warm hospitality, crystal clear waters, cover, and even a relaxed pace of life. But what about sheep? In the last decade, the country's national sheep flock has doubled, and the government is keen to capitalise on the boom. It's even got its own breed called Fiji Fantastic. The country's National Director of Animal Health and Production, Anavesh Dal Das, told Lucy Cooper the industry has been around.
Sheep was introduced in 1920s by early settlers. In that time, the numbers were around 8,800 sheep. But then in 1960s, the numbers fell down to 50. And that's where we had issues of, that we did not, there was not a right breed because they brought in the woolly breed, say, and they could not survive in this hot tropical environment. And of course, we had issues of dog attacks and internal parasites. And of course, it was a new community that time, so the management systems and nutrition was not good. So that's why the numbers really fell from 8,800 to 50.
To help boost the sector, Fiji has its first locally bred sheep, Fiji Fantastic. What makes this breed different to, say, a classic Merino or a Dorper breed?
The difference is that they are hair sheep. And so we don't have to shear them. It's easy to maintain them. It has got a very good reproductive rate. And it's got a lot of tolerance to disease, especially the internal parasites and foot rot. And then, of course, it exhibits very good growth rate. Eh? So that's why it's different to some of the other sheep.
What different breeds of sheep have gone in to create that singular breed?
It was the black belly Barbados, which was introduced first. And it, these particular black belly Barbados were crossed with three different breeds. The other three breeds are Corriedale, Wilshire, and Paul Dosset, which was imported from Australia.
And so since 2014, the number of sheep farms in Fiji has increased by 61%, and the national flock has doubled from 18,000 to 41,000. Has the Fiji Fantastic breed been behind this boom?
Yes, of course. Combined with the infrastructure and assistance that the government has been providing to actually help the farmers, especially providing sheep sheds, fencing materials, the much-needed infrastructure cost has been borne by the government. Eh? So that's why the interest has come from the farmers because government is assisting a lot in that area.
Was there a targeted effort to create a breed like Fiji Fantastic in order to boost the sector?
Yes, it was. That's why it took us I think close to 15, 20 years to come up with that breed. So we were looking at those attributes that we wanted really in a sheep that could help us grow the industry.
Given the Fiji Fantastic sheep breed is suited to tropical conditions, does it have the potential then to be exported to other Pacific islands or even somewhere like tropical North Queensland?
Definitely. We have, in that regards, we have already exported some to Tonga and Samoa, and they are now raising and developing the breed. And there's also a lot of requests from other countries like India, also New Caledonia, to look into the to this particular breed, which is fantastic because of its attributes.
I suppose when people think of Fiji, they're not really thinking of sheep. In the past decade to 20 years, say, how much more important has the sheep industry become to the economy?
I think we have been able to produce our own local mutton, and probably we have contributed to at least 2%, I think, towards the importation. Though the importation and the demand because of demand still remains high, you know, we still able to produce around 150 to 200 tons per year, compared to 88,000 tons that we are importing annually into Fiji.
And that's Fiji's National Director of Animal Health and Production, Avnish Dal Das.